I'm excited to come and speak to you again on our 27th program on Patmos. We're going to speak about that the love of God is the key. So the last 2 weeks we've been speaking about the love of God. We spoke about all the aspects of the love of God. And today we're going to speak about that the love of God is the key. And if you begin to really take this key, you'll begin to unlock what God has for you. You know, Jesus appeared to me on the 9th of May 2001 in a supernatural way. And he said to me, I will give you the key, which is love. And so, you know, when we think about love, we wonder, what is love? So last week we saw what love is. But you know, there's a definition. There's five different types of love that people speak of. And when we begin to talk about love, we want to know what love is. And I want to just show you how our idea of love and God's idea of love is very different. But it actually consists out of all these different parts. So the first type of love that in the Greek is called epithumia. Now what is epithumia? Epithumia is a desire or a need, whether it's a bad or a good desire, doesn't matter, but it's a desire. It's a desire and it's a longing that we have. And that is just desiring something. That's just wanting to love something. I love something because it is nice to have it. Then there's something called eros. Now eros is the one that the world knows very well. It's the passionate love. It's the romantic love. It's the emotional love. And it's a zealous love where we have a very emotional desire behind it. And that is eros. That is also sometimes connected to the sexual part of intimacy in marriage. It's the eros kind of love. Hallelujah. And so when we think of love, the whole world think of eros as love. Then we have another definition, which is philia. Now, what is philia? The name Philadelphia is a city's name in America that's connected to the word philia. Philia means brotherly love. You know, Jesus once said in John 15, verse 14, he says, "You are my friends if you keep on doing that which I command you to do. I do not call you slaves or servants any longer, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends because I've made known to you everything that I heard from my Father." So Jesus says, listen, I don't want to call you slaves anymore. Slaves just follow and obey like they are just servants of their master. He says, that's not what I want to be. I don't want to just be your master. I want to be your friend. I want to join. I want you to have communion with me. You know, I think it was about 4 weeks ago, I was walking outside and I was just talking to the Lord. And suddenly, as I was speaking to him, I felt like someone was taking my hand and holding my right hand. And I could feel the presence of God come upon this right arm. And my whole face started to tingle on this one side. And as I felt his presence, I was just amazed. I was overwhelmed and I said, wow, God, wow, you are just an amazing God. And I knew what the word for Holy Spirit in Greek meant, which means the parakletos, the one who comes alongside. And he came alongside me and I felt like he was encouraging me and he was just picking me up and he was just encouraging me. And I was saying, God, I just love you so much. Thank you, Lord. And the next moment the Lord spoke to me. And he said to me, I want to say to you, I love you, my friend. And that was just so intimate. That was just so deep. You know, God wants to tell you that he loves you. That he loves you intimately. Hallelujah. And he doesn't want you to be a slave anymore. He wants you to be a friend. Hallelujah. And that's the word for fill you. There's another very interesting situation where Peter had completely denied Jesus. He denied Jesus 3 times. He swore that he doesn't know Jesus. And then he felt so bad that he felt like he wants to go back to fishing and just leave his so-called calling as a fisher of men. And he kind of felt like Jesus was gone and he didn't know what was going on anymore. And he decided he's going to go and fish again. And so while they were on the water, they looked out on the beach, and they saw that there was a man that was busy making some fish. And the guy shouted to them and says, bring some fish that we can eat together. And he saw, who is that? And the next moment, Peter realized it was Jesus. Hallelujah. And so Peter was overwhelmed. He jumped out of the boat. He ran towards Jesus and he fell down before Jesus, but he didn't say much. And so Peter was just there. Jesus had already cooked some food for them. And they didn't really say much. Peter really felt very guilty because of what he had done. And Jesus asked him this question. He says, when they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And he said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And he said to him, feed my lambs. So Jesus says, listen, you ask him a question. He says, Peter, do you love me? Now you can imagine the moment Jesus asked that to Peter, Peter could really feel very convicted because Peter basically it denied Jesus. And now Jesus is asking him, do you love me? And Peter really feels, and he says, God, yes, I do love you. But when he said, I love you, he basically used the word fill you. He says, yes, I am your friend. Yes, I'm your friend. But when Jesus asked him, do you love me? He used another word. He used the word agape. He says, do you agape me? Do you unconditionally love me? So that's the another word for love, which we're going to look at now. And then Jesus said to him, listen, go feed my lambs. In spite of what Peter had done, Jesus gives him a command and says, go feed my lambs. And Peter feels very convicted. And Jesus comes a second time and he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And he said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And he said to him, go and shepherd my sheep. Now, when Jesus said this the second time, he again says to him, do you agape? Do you unconditionally love me? And Peter again answers him back and he says, yes, Lord, I'm your friend. And I think Peter kind of felt very guilty and he kind of said, you know, you are my friend. And when Jesus asked him the second time, Peter really, the third time Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And this time when Jesus said to him the third time, do you love me? Jesus says, are you my friend? And now Simon was deeply cut in his heart and he was deeply touched and he says, yes, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, go and feed my sheep. So, you know, Jesus asked you this question this morning. But I want to show you something amazing. Jesus didn't condemn Peter. He didn't say, how could you do that? How could you have denied me? He says, listen, I love you unconditionally. Do you love me unconditionally? And Peter felt very convicted and he says, yes, you are my friend. And God wants us to be his friend. Hallelujah. And he wants you to be his friend. He wants you to know his secrets. That's to hear his voice. When you know his secrets, you can hear his voice. God wants to share his secrets with us. Hallelujah. God is such a God of love that he does amazingly detailed things that is so special that it's between you and him because he's a friend with you. Hallelujah. The fourth love, which is a very special kind of love to me, is called storge. Now, what is storge? Storge is a companionship and a fellowship. Now, when God spoke to Abraham, he basically came to Abraham. Three men came to Abraham. God and two angels came to Abraham to speak to Abraham. And when God was about to go and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, the two angels left. And the Lord stayed there behind with Abraham. And the Lord said to himself, will I tell Abraham, my friend, what I'm about to do? And so God reasoned in himself, will I tell Abraham what I'm going to do? And God basically told himself this, and he says this, in Genesis chapter 18, verse 17, the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham, my friend, what I'm going to do? Since Abraham shall surely become great, and a nation, and a mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed through him, and shall bless themselves by him. For I have known and chosen and acknowledged him as my own, and so that he may teach and command his children and sons of his house after him to keep the way of the Lord and to do what is just and righteous, so that the Lord may bring Abraham what he had promised him. So God began to reason in himself and says, will I share with Abraham some of my heart's secrets? And God begins to open up himself and he says, Abraham is my friend. And we know what happened. He began to reason with God about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and God saved Lot from that. But what is so amazing and what is so special to me about this whole encounter was God said, Abraham is my friend. And this is the storge kind of love. It's a love where two people know one another so well, before they even say something, they already know what the other one is going to say. We call it the old shoe love. You know, when you know somebody that well, and that's how God wants us to know him. You know, when we know him, before he's going to say something, the Bible says in Psalm 138, before a word is on your tongue or on my lips, David says, you know it full well. See, God knows us so well. And if we know him as he knows us, we will begin to be able to hear his voice much easier. And you will begin to see how God understands you, and you will understand God. Hallelujah. Now, the last one is the well-known one that we all know, which is agape. And that's the highest love of them all. And in the future, we're going to look at how we're going to reach that point where we're going to go from philia all the way to agape, where philia is like a conditional love, but agape is an unconditional love. In John chapter 3, verse 16, the well-known verse that we all know, it says, for God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in and clings to and relies on him shall not perish and come to destruction, but and be lost, but have everlasting life. So that word for God so loved the world, that's the word agape. God so agape the world. God so unconditionally loved the world. God loved you long before you loved him. God will continue to love him long after you have not decided to love him. He will still love you. On this earth, he always shows grace. He always shows his mercy. Listen to this last verse, which I want to read in conclusion. He says, but God, so rich is he in mercy, because of and in order to satisfy the great and the wonderful and the intense love with which he loved us. Hallelujah. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. So God has an intense love for you. God has an eros love for you. God has a filial love for you. God has a storge love for you. God has an agape love for you. Hallelujah. God even has an epithumia love for you. Hallelujah. All the love of God is in his heart. God is not just a mechanical God. He loves you with a dearness and with a compassion and with an earnestness and with a passion. Hallelujah. So the scripture says, God, so rich is he in mercy, because of and in order to satisfy the great and intense love that he has for us, he called us up, hallelujah, and made us to be seated with him in the right hand. So God loves you, and I want to just pray for you right now. I want to pray that you'll begin to receive this key of God's love. And when you begin to receive this key, we spoke about that last week where we saw that God's not interested in the box and the two poles anymore. God is interested in the mercy seat and in showing you mercy, because God is so rich in mercy. You know, I love what the word mercy means. To me, the word mercy is a very powerful word. Grace is God not treating us according to what our sins deserve. But you know what mercy is? Mercy is treating us in a way that we do not deserve, in spite of knowing what we have done. You see, God knows why you've done it. God does not condone what you've done, but he knows why you've done it, and he's merciful to you, and he helps you because he understands why you did what you did. Not to justify what you did, but to love you out of that, to draw you out of that place so that you could receive his love, because he will love you unconditionally above what you can do for him. Hallelujah. I just want to pray for you right now. Father, I thank you so much, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your love. Wow. Thank you for your love, Father, that you loved us so, so much, Lord. I pray for each one that's listening right now. People who do not even know you, Lord, who wonder whether you love them, who wonder whether you care about them, Lord, that right now by this teaching they will realize, Lord, you are an agape kind of God and love, Lord. And I pray, Father, that they will begin to see that you love them unconditionally. Father, I pray that your Spirit's love will be poured out on their hearts and in their hearts right now, Father. I pray that your anointing will flow through them and begin to heal them right now and begin to show them, Lord, just that they are accepted in the Beloved, in Jesus' name. I just feel like God is just talking to me about healing somebody right now because he loves you so much and he wants to bring healing because he loves you, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. So I just see God touching a liver right now, and he wants to heal somebody that has a problem in their liver, an acute liver problem. God's healing you right now of that liver problem in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. It's like a pain here, and a nausea in the stomach. God's just healing you. He's been causing all this, even causing a hip pain down into the hip. And if that is you, God is saying he's healing you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And God does that because he loves you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, just receive his love right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for having listened, and thank you for having joined us in this exciting program of discovering that the love of God is the key. And if you want to follow us on Patmos, just go and look at former programs and join us on this journey. If you want to follow me personally on Facebook, I'm Hendrik on Hendrik Witness, or YouTube at Hendrik Witness. And may God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen.